proclamation number 4174 dated the November 24, 1947. Call to work. The mission of God's servants. How you will hear my call to work for me and my kingdom depends on each of my servants' state of maturity on earth. Because I need many laborers in my vineyard and everyone who is ready will be given the task he can meet in accordance with his ability, which again depends on his soul's maturity. One person will feel an inner urge to speak about spiritual things, to attract people to me and lead his fellow human beings into faith. He will be called by me through an inner desire. I will effectively place this task into his feeling and he will accept this feeling and comply with the inner desire. Another person will hear the inner voice. He will follow an inwardly prompted train of thought. He will be unable to detach himself from ideas which will motivate him so much that he will have to discuss them, and I will bring him into contact with people to whom he can talk about his thoughts and enter into spiritual conversations which inspire the fellow human being to dwell on it, and thus he will likewise be invited to my kingdom. But I will also make myself audibly heard to my servants, whose particularly advanced state of maturity allows for it. I will tell them clearly and understandably how they should work for me, where they should go and what they should teach. And they will have a very special mission. They will, encouraged by my spirit within themselves, preach my word where my adversary is openly active, where misguided teachings are spread by people who also call themselves my servants but who have not yet received the pure truth from me because they refuse to accept it. This mission requires a special ability. It requires the gift of oratory, which my servant need not have but which will be given to him during his time of working for me because he will have attained a certain degree of maturity allowing the working of my spirit through him. But at the same time the person has to intellectually grasp what he, prompted by my spirit, is saying. He is to be able to cope with hostile attacks and disprove any contention of my word. Although he indeed merely has the task to spread my word, the pure truth from me, he will also have to speak freely since debates will arise which make intellectual activity indispensable. Furthermore, the comprehensively informed challengers have to acknowledge my servant's spiritual superiority if they are to pay attention to what they will be told, as they will argue about important and profound problems which can only be handled by an awakened and spiritually enlightened human being with me myself as a teacher, and therefore also presents himself confidently and is not afraid to contradict those who pride themselves in being intelligent and knowledgeable. These servants will receive a special call. They will audibly hear my voice within themselves so that they will be completely certain of my will and then totally subordinate themselves to it. If they win one of these teachers over for me and my doctrine, for the absolute truth, which they can only receive from me myself through you, it will be a great spiritual success because he, in turn, will then likewise campaign for the truth again and teach a larger circle, and thereby make my word available to many people in its purest form and for the benefit of everyone. Anyone ordained for this mission can call himself a servant of God with full conviction because he will speak on my behalf, he will only do my will, he will be guided by me and take every step in my company, he will only be my mouthpiece so that I can manifest myself to people without infringing their freedom of faith or will. For this reason I need such servants devoted to me during the lost days before the end because work has to be done everywhere and constantly in order to make my pure word accessible to people, which is blessed with my strength but which also comes directly from me and is sent to earth in order to liberate people from misconceptions. Amen.